Thank you for calling XBO. My name is Denaya. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Jenny. I'm calling from store number 2613.
Hello, how may I help you today?
I was just calling to set up and install for a customer's wall oven. I believe the tech went out and did the measure, but the measure is over 30 days. They said that they can still use the same measurements because nothing was altered. Just wanted to see if we can have somebody go out and set up an installation date because the customer's in Florida, and it's just been this entire issue.
Okay, let's see here. And would you happen to have the PO number?
Okay. Yes, 134-50923.
Thank you. Give me just one moment here. Can I have you just confirm the customer's name for me?
Janice Webster.
Thank you so very much. Okay, now we do have confirmation in the system of the measure, and the unit is being delivered on the 20th. However, I don't think we have an installation ticket for the customer. Give me one moment here.
Right, I wanted to set up one, and I was talking to the previous rep, and I think we accidentally got disconnected.
Okay, give me one moment here.
Okay.
I'm going to just look into the ticket. Give me one moment here. My apologies for the hold.
Hey, James.
Sure.
Hey, I'm going to check with you guys. I thought Callum was locked in the bolt disorder, but I can't get hold of him. I took make sure he's actually pulling it because the bolt disorder is more. No, I need to see the different one. So, okay. Do you know why Alan is gone? Alright, I'm going to bump him out of this order, but maybe you can look at it and put in here. And I see this person on the first one in the list, it's kicked off. The next one is Hampton Green, and that's the one Alan's off. So I'm just going to go in there and lock him. Okay, thanks.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so I was checking, and she says my manager was able to confirm, indeed, as long as since there's no modifications that need to be made, we can keep the measure and schedule a ticket.
Yeah.
It's just she stated that you'll have to send over a PO for the install.
Send over a PO?
Yes, ma'am. She stated that they'll have to send over a PO for the install. And then from there, we can go ahead and get it scheduled.
So the PO from this one, I can't reuse that one?
No, ma'am, because it's already invoiced. I wouldn't be able to add a service to the ticket for the installation. That's why she said it just needs a PO for an install.
Let me see if I can try to make that. right, let me see if I can. All right, I'm going to create one inside the appliance order right now.
Okay.
Okay. Oops. Oh, thank you. I didn't install the. Give me a second, okay?
Okay, you're fine. Take your time.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. And what's the server to reach you at, Joseph? Okay. Yep. All right. If you don't mind, I was going to put you in a brief hold. I'll see if there's any updates in the order that I can share with you. Just hang on just a minute, okay? Would you mind this Mercy? Thomas, the cabinets that are being repaired?
This is becoming a really big issue. I guess the installer is damaged cabinet, and they're saying, and it's like $4,000, and he expects us to pay for it, but he didn't call until after 4 or 5 months. So they're like, why is the customer calling after 5 months? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So that's what the, and I'm trying to tell him, like, it's gonna take time because they're investigating the issue.
Great.
I need to know where I left you about the insulation for the lady's carpet that they smashed her banister.
Yeah, I spoke to her.
Okay.
Attention, associate.
Thank you.
So we don't have an update, right?
No.
Okay.
I don't even know. Like, are we going to have to take the $12,000? They say, he said to me, Absolute Construction, take no responsibility in this. Take no, because he's like, we did not damage anything. Just gonna have to deal with it because we wait 4 months, almost 5 months. It was back in October. 2, 8, 9, 3, 4, 7, 4.
Oh boy, there's a lot that happened in this, huh? Customer refused to allow the installer to keep the install to the countertop.
Yeah, so. We tried to say, so Absolute Construction saying that stone system damaged it when they went out to try to do the install on the countertop. Built in. All of it.
Okay, thanks so much for holding, Joe. I'm just reading through all the notes and the orders here. So it looks like Jenny is actively working on this. She did receive the inspection from Jason at Thomasville, and she has spoken to both the countertop installer and the cabinet installer. I know you didn't end up going through with the countertop installer, but I know they were at the, you know, extra property a couple of times. It looks like we just have to finish, you know, getting on the same page with the three of them, and then just partner with our services manager as well. So we should have some more information. Yep. Sorry. Go ahead. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right, yeah. I'm sure, you know, we'll partner with the installers and see, you know, what...
Can you please
call me on the call on the East Side Zero? Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Processing it now.
Oh, no, you're fine. There's no problem at all.
We're not going to have any more information today, but hopefully by Monday afternoon we should get some more insight into when we can get the replacement parts in that's needed and, you know, what the EPA will be for that. And I'll definitely make sure that she gives you a call at that time to, you know, give you all that information, okay? Okay. No problem. Again, my name is Val if you need anything in the future, okay? Yes. Okay. Take care.
I don't know who's gonna have to take the hit on that.
I have no idea.
Honestly, see.
So they, if they sign off on the install.
I asked him that. I'm like, so what happened? And he was like,
I'm assuming somebody else did eventually install a countertop for him. That was not Home Depot, right?
Right, Stone System. But
yeah.
The Stone System said that they didn't do anything because he refused it.
Right, so who ended up doing their cabinet stuff, countertop and stuff? Because they have damage.
And you know what? Absolute Construction is not even upset about that there, so why would you wait that long after we just did, they did a walkout with him?
3 months.
So I created that new PO. I'm just trying to get in there real quick.
Okay.
Alright, so that new PO is 134-51849.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'm going to see if we have it in the system just yet.
What is going on with the F1?
Okay, let's see here. It has not yet been generated in our system. However, it does take a minute to process. What I am going to do, however, is place on the original ticket this PO number, and that buys us the ticket for installation. Once it's officially uploaded, I'll actually go back to this myself and customer schedule. Did they have a specific date in mind?
Yes, they were looking to have it installed the 22nd or the 23rd.
Okay, so they were looking for the 22nd or the 23rd. One moment here. Because I don't know how long that ticket is going to upload. The system has been moving direly slow.
Yeah, our system is just as bad. Yeah.
And I called Best Buy, and their system is moving the same. I don't know if it's because maybe there's time for an upgrade or everybody just at somewhere working from a computer.
Right.
All right, let's see here. 1-3-4-5-1-8-4-9. And she's looking for either the 22nd or the 23rd.
Yes.
Alright, give me one moment and I'm gonna notate this ticket as well to advise. Thank you for holding so patiently for me. I was able to go ahead and document the ticket and put it within the system that as soon as we have it fully registered in, we'll go ahead and give the customer a call to schedule. If she'll receive a phone regardless just to confirm the date of either the 22nd or the 23rd. If we're unable to do that for the customer, then we'll still call her and see which date will be more likely of her choosing.
All right, sure. I'll let her know that someone will give her a call.
All right, and so the rest will be taken up care of from there. Did you need any further help today?
No, that's it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. I do thank you for calling XBO, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.